Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about more of the nature and effect of money on yourself and your relationships in the world, and wealth guilt, which is something that happens when you get to the high net worth, very high net worth, ultra high net worth statuses, which obviously varies depending on the exact culture and society that you're in, what constitutes a lot of money. But what doesn't matter is whenever you get to the point where your net worth is what you think of as wealthy or incredibly high, whatever that is in your society, there can tend to be guilt associated with that level of net worth. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what a lot of high net worth individuals do, especially the ultra high net worth individuals do, and that is give it all away. And how that comes into play in the nature and effect of the money and the effect that that has on you as an individual to take that action, as well as on your relationships to others and philanthropic efforts around the globe. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Mumbai, India. Is Samband Kriya Janivad. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts and questions, ideas, or just want to tell me what's going on in your world, follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on and how I can help. So we've talked a lot about money and about the nature and effect of money. And you can check out the book Validation, Sabotage, and Freedom to read more about that. But today I want to focus on wealth guilt. So one really very surprising, in some respects, but a very widespread effect of large-scale wealth is guilt. Yes. You can work hard for decades. You can be smart about your spending. You can amass financial independence and the coveted Hinwi or Vinwi or Unwi status and feel incredibly guilty about enjoying it. It's true. I know. If you're not there, you're like, what? I mean, especially if you worked your butt off for it, why would you feel guilty? So when you reach financial independence, you're quite, in the West, you're quite likely over the $1 million mark as well. Now, you might have even done quite well in the business world, maybe had a successful exit, or otherwise came into high enough net worth that now you don't need to work if you don't want to work. This is the first of several problems that lead to guilt. Because what typically happens is you take some vacations, you have some fun, you check off all your bucket list items, and you should. You don't feel guilty at first. It doesn't happen immediately. That comes later when you hear about your friends and family struggling. You see people having a hard time. Then you realize that you don't ever struggle anymore. Not like that. You have your own challenges, but you wouldn't call it struggle. You never worry about rent or food or mortgage payments or bills. You can have the best health care, the best wine, the best everything else. And you wonder why you, why not them? Now, once you get past the temptation to presume that you're better than everyone else or smarter than everyone else, or you really do wonder how you got so lucky. But it wasn't luck, you remind yourself. You worked hard for years and years. You sacrificed and you saved and you invested, or you worked relentlessly to make that business work. You spend a little time reminding yourself that you earned this. Unless, of course, you just fell into it, which can happen. It can totally happen. But that only makes the guilt worse. And the guilt is another force pushing you to not show off your wealth. You don't need to rub it in anyone's face. To some extent, you are right. When people are suffering, they don't care to hear you preaching from your luxurious ivory tower. But those who truly love you actually do like to see you happy. The lesson there is to be happy, but don't lecture or preach. Yes, share your joy, but don't be blind to their suffering. The guilt is not just about having the best stuff or not having worries about rent and food and medicine. The guilt is also about time. You now have time. You can do anything you want. Some high net worth individuals choose to keep working. Nothing much changes. And if you love your work, why not? But are you working out of guilt? Are you working out of just not knowing what else to do? Or are you working out of a true sense of purpose? These are valid questions. Time is an interesting one because your time here on this earth is limited and precious. You can choose to solve major world challenges, or you can choose to hike in the woods and nap in a hammock. But frankly, you get bored. After all the vacations and the bucket list, you're left with this need to feel purposeful. Your basic human nature needs to feel like what you spend your time on matters. So the combination of wealth, guilt, and boredom leads a lot of high net worth individuals to the same ultimate end. Give it away. Some give away their time. Others give away their money. Some give away both. Some pledge that upon their death it will all go to charity. One by one, they go through the same thought journey to choose a cause to champion, or two or three causes to champion. If they have some celebrity power, they can give that too to their favorite cause. It's fascinating to see which causes each person chooses. They're wildly varied, but they're based on their own individual answers to the same thought experiment. So let's try it now. This is the set of questions that gets you there. So consider the following questions. What is the most important problem in the world today as you personally see it? Not as headlines tell you, but you personally, what do you think is the most important problem in the world today? What one problem could you address that would make a lot of other problems irrelevant? That's a slightly different version of the same question. So on the one hand, we can ask what is the one most important problem that needs to be addressed. On the other hand, we could ask, is there one problem we could tackle that would make a whole bunch of other problems irrelevant? You know, that would knock out a whole domino effect of other problems. Or you might look at it from the perspective of what's the one problem that you could address that would have the biggest impact, or the biggest impact for the money. What's the most important problem to tackle right this minute? And from an urgency standpoint. But what is the problem that will matter more in 100 or 1,000 years from now? So suppose you nail down kind of the problem that you want to work on. Or you may have several problems that you want to work on. But pick, we'll start with just one. Pick your favorite one, the one you're most passionate about. And then suppose that you had $1,000. That's it. You've just got $1,000. That's all you've got to put toward that problem. How would you use it? And then what if you had $10,000 to put toward that problem? What if you had $100,000 to put towards that problem? What would you do with it? What if you had $1 million to put towards that problem? $10 million, $100 million, $1 billion to put towards that problem? You know, what could you do? What kinds of solutions would you approach at these, if you had these different amounts of money to put towards it? And what that question does is it gets you down to what's actually the key components to solving it, what are actually the key actions that need to happen, right? Because if somebody says, okay, I'll give you $1 billion to put towards that, it's so much money, it's what I call stupid money. It's so much money that you will act stupidly with it. You will be inefficient with the money. But if I give you, okay, I'll give you $1,000 to do something about it, solve the problem with $1,000, you have to get really efficient. You have to get really focused. So I like that question. And then from a time perspective, if you only had a month to make a difference, what would you do? What if you had a year, but you only get 1 year to make a difference? What would you do? What if you had 10 years to make a difference? Or 50 years? Or 100 years? Looking at what you would do with these different timescales also gets you down to the real kernel of the issue. And you can combine these questions, right? What if you had 1 month and $1,000? What if you had 1 year and $100,000? What if you had 50 years and $1 billion, right? These can be interesting ways to think about how much investment is really actually required for this. And no more is not always better. The right amount is better. It's a lot to think about, actually. As you research all the problems in the world, it can be overwhelming. But you will eventually settle on the one cause that you are personally most passionate about, and a path that allows you to help to the best of your particular ability. Now you feel purposeful and excited. And that's what it's all about. You feel purposeful, you feel excited, you feel like you're making a difference. And when you do that, the guilt goes away because you're doing something with your money that is helping others. And that's why you see so many ultra high net worth individuals, that's typically defined as over 30 million in net worth, doing this kind of thing. You see a lot of billionaires doing this kind of thing. They will always have charitable efforts. Yes, they do that to some extent for tax purposes, but they also do that to some extent to handle the guilt. It's the truth of what goes on. So, again, this is not to discourage you from pursuing a high net worth. It's to make you ready for when you get there. Is it reasonable to be feel guilty about having that level of wealth? No, I don't think it deserves any level of guilt at all. But the charity efforts that ultimately result from that have a positive impact on the entire world. So I'm all for every aspect that is naturally part of how your money affects you and then ultimately affects the world. So if you have thoughts, questions, ideas, send me a note. Let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. And as always, I'm wishing you not just fabulous wealth, but Purna Asati, complete connection.